Of Joburg Mayor, Mr. Herman Mashaba, is talking about what he calls the second discovery of gold in the city of Joburg. In a Trump-esque manner, he is talking about making Johannesburg great again. He's not alone. He has partners in this process of making Joburg great again. And we're on the line now to the chairman and founder of Diversity Property Fund, Debogo Mokgashwa. Debogo, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Tolani, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Thank you for your time. So yesterday you launched this project. It's a 2 billion rand project, a lot of money, trying to woo back large corporations into the city of Joburg. Tell me how it's going to work.
Well, Tolani, Diversity is an urban transformation fund that is aimed at developing functional neighborhoods, mixed-use developments that will attract mostly people that seek affordable housing close to their place of work. It is a fund that is intended to rejuvenate the city through bringing, people to reside, live, work, and play in the CBD as it was intended to be when the city was first founded.
Fantastic. But what are the time frames here so that we can talk about something that's going to happen? Is it something happening soon or is it something that's further down the line?
No. This is happening. We've actually raised a 2 billion rand fund. So the funds have been committed. We currently acquired the old Jewel City, which is an old diamond city just on the eastern side of Fox Street near the Maboneng precinct. So this will be an extension of the Maboneng precinct where we have committed to develop 1,500 low-income or affordable housing rental units, as well as a commercial development to go with that with the redevelopment, as well as some schools. You know, we're talking to private schools that will take up space to provide learning facilities for the inhabitants of the development.
What is the premise? One of the issues, and there was somebody who was calling about it now, is this the general decay of the city, crime, grime, and all of these things. So is the premise that once you have these low-cost housing and these restaurants, etc., that perhaps then the city will be much cleaner?
Of course. We believe that inner city rejuvenation is really a syndrome of the broken window syndrome, which is what we're trying to correct in the city of Johannesburg. Our vision is to fix every broken window, one window at a time, with the result of hopefully encouraging other investors to join us in this investment drive to rejuvenate our city. So ultimately, we believe through this investment, which is the initial fund that we set up, we will be able to motivate, further investment into the inner city, as well as ourselves to develop a fund too, a second fund that will take us to a total of over 3,000 affordable housing units in the inner city. And I want to clarify that affordable housing does not mean low-cost housing, big difference. We are providing a solution to people that are already working in the city and live outside the city. In a lot of ways, we want to challenge, the apartheid-era planning that have driven most of our people out of the city and condemned them to live in places where they are far away from work, and they end up spending a lot of their hard-earned money on transport and their kids going to schools where they live away from the parents' place of work. Okay. And if you look at the issues of the cost of petrol today, as well as the general living expenses, we feel we have to contribute, to the livelihoods of our people by developing facilities that will improve their lives.
Fantastic.
By bringing them closer to their places of work and building facilities for their children to go to school. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if there are no schools in the city of Johannesburg. Mm. Try and look from a primary school or a high school There's just no facilities. So we're going to create those facilities and hospitals and clinics and offices to reignite the energy of the city.
Fantastic.
So our target market is actually the working class, the white-collar workers.
Yeah. All right, Debogo, listen, thank you. Much appreciated. All the best. Debogo Mokgashwa, who is the chairman and founder of Diversity Property Fund. What do you think of their plans? 5-1